Joining me now in studio, we have special guest, Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
You folks were actually part of a meeting last night in Brockton. I believe this was one of the first in-person meetings for, over a year since the pandemic? It had to do with the Safe Streets program. What exactly is that?
Yeah, Safe Streets began, it really was an offshoot of Project Safe Neighborhood, which is a federal grant that we were involved in years back, and then that grant was terminated. It's now up and running again, but during probably 5 years or so back, we decided to do a Safe Streets meeting and bring in people from the community, including our law enforcement, have conversations regarding what's going on in the city of Brockton and also what we can do to try to make it better. So last night was our first meeting in person since February of 2020, which is a month before COVID hit. And it was good because we were able to get a large number of people from the city, from the state police, from the feds. We had, you know, DEA, ATF, FBI, U.S. Attorney's Office, DA's office. And we talked about what's going on in the city of Brockton regarding crime, because as Brockton goes, many times the crime is in the community, and it's also in our county. So we talked about our numbers being in the city of Brockton, what they've been, the decrease in crime, that there has been significant decreases in crime and homicides, violent crimes, armed robberies, people getting shot at. Which is a big statistic for us.
And when you say crime and crime going down, you talked about violent crime. Are there any other areas of crime that you look at?
Yeah, well, you look at overall the entire crime package that's there within the city, and what do you do about it? And, you know, and there's always different little nuances, and that's why it's good to have the community meeting, because people can come in and they can ask questions. You know that things are going well in your community when people come in and talk about that they have streetlight problems and they have pothole issues, because they're not talking about crime because your numbers are down. So we did have a conversation last night regarding certain lighting in certain areas. We were lucky to have Senator Brady was there. We had city councilors from the city of Brockton were there, the mayor's office was there, and talk about some of the more mundane but necessary things that can also keep crime down. Well-lit areas, more police presence, working to get grants. And when you watch those numbers go down and the work of all the various agencies together, I think that's been very effective in driving the numbers down, so that, you know, now that here in the city of Brockton, like this year through December, 19 people have been shot, and that's a terrible number. But 4 years ago, double that number were shot. And when you compare fatal shootings to non-fatal shootings, you know, sometimes the only difference between those two is the aim of an individual or how quickly somebody got medical help. So therefore, you have to treat the non-fatals as fatals and try to continue to work and get the guns off the street, the crime guns off the street, and also get the individuals who are caught, the small group of people who are causing the vast majority of the crime in any urban community.
That's right. Now, I was going to ask you questions for, you know, did they have specific questions for you? But you said they're talking more about the other quality of life issues, as you said, lighting and potholes.
Yeah.
Is that a change from what it was a couple of years ago?
Yeah, quite honestly, it's like a roller coaster sometimes. When crime goes up, people have significant questions as to what's going on in the community. And we tell them as best as we can. Obviously, you can't talk about ongoing investigations. But, you know, we talk to them, like, you know, this year in the city of Brockton, there's been 8 homicides. There's been 6 of them through gunfire. Right now, 5 of them have been cleared. I fully anticipate that the balance of them will be cleared by the end of the year. And cleared meaning that either you find out what happened or you've arrested somebody. Sometimes, you know, people, like if you have a murder-suicide, which we had, unfortunately, probably a month or two back, those cases are cleared, but nobody's arrested, and there's no prosecution because there's nobody alive to do that. So I think that, you know, as you continue to deal with the challenges that are in the real world and trying to find the evidence that you need to go forward in these cases, if you do that and people understand that you're going to hold the offenders accountable, you will watch your numbers go down. We've seen it happen, and I'm really grateful to the work that's being done by a lot of really good people, and also at the same time trying to get in the front end of things, trying to do the prevention things. A lot of our partners from a lot of agencies and churches were there last night, and we talk about the things that we've done and what we can continue to do to help the youth in the community and keep them out of the criminal justice system.
Tell me a little bit about this diversion program, this pilot program. I know there have been other diversion programs around. I know just locally here, with, like, if there's a party and it's broken up with kids drinking, they get a chance to stay out of the court system,
right,
and go through a certain amount of steps to make the situation right. What is this pilot program, this diversion program you're talking
about?
Right.
You mean diversion's been around forever. I mean, some some prosecutors talk like they've created it and it's brand new. It's been around for 40 years. But what we're doing right now is we're trying to do a program that we've been selected to be the pilot program in the Commonwealth, us in another county. And we're trying to keep cases out of the criminal justice system so that when the police department files an application for a criminal complaint, now it's going to come to the Brockton District Court. It's been selected by the trial court. And we're going to have a prosecutor in there and other people in there to review those cases before they go forward so that if there's an alternative to that prosecution, we'll be able to do that. If not, not. If there's a victim in a case, then it's going to go forward through the system as it should. But if it's a crime, which is pretty much going to be a property crime, and we can make sure that nobody's been hurt physically, we'll talk to that individual and see what we can do for restitution and making sure also at the same time we keep them out of the system. You know, like I said, it's a pilot program. It's something that we're learning as we go. Mm-hmm. We had 40-some-odd cases since it started within the last month or two, and I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to, once again, minimize the number of cases that we have in the system and at the same time keep people out. And just like our other diversion programs with kids, you know, when you're young and irresponsible, you're young and irresponsible, and if you can keep them out of the system, most of those kids that would go into diversion, we never see them again, and that's a good thing.
You know what, I want to check back with you in a couple of months and see how this other diversion program is going as well.
Great.
Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've got traffic and weather right after this.